I was talking with a friend about the recent gun violence in Oakland, the rash of infants killed by random gunfire, and the 100% increase in gun sales under the Obama administration. He pointed out that any argument about guns is basically useless, as gun proponents are wary of the slightest limit on their freedom to bear arms, and those opposed to guns live in an unrealistic world where the Second Amendment is repealed and disputes handled with grace and humility. It seems as though there is no middle ground. America is a place where the person holding the gun ultimately wins the argument, and therefore, maybe the best option for those of us sick of gun violence is to simply give up. Wayne LaPierre, the leader of the National Rifle Association, is convinced that the Obama administration is hell-bent on taking away his and everyone else's guns. Ironically, there are now 9 guns for every 10 Americans, and soon we will reach parity. Once we all have guns, and I mean every man, woman, and child in the United States, then we can start to have real conversations. It's a simple math equation, where with only one gun there is a winner and a loser. Now there will be stalemate. Unless we grow another hand, chances are we won't be able to absorb more than twice that amount. Books, movies, and video games promote guns as the solution to problems. And Sturm, Ruger, and Company had so many gun requests in the first quarter this year that they had to temporarily suspend new orders. The giant beast of gun manufacture is beyond stopping at this point. The only hope is that it kills itself on its own gluttony. If this sounds cynical, maybe it is, but the one thing I learned from those books and movies is that when everyone has a gun pointed at everyone else, we either all win or all lose. It's our choice whether to pull the trigger. With a perspective, I'm Les Block.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.